Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our analyst conference on our annual financial statements 2007, and of course, the outlook for 2008, which I have heard seems to be quite progressive, at least for K plus S. Anyway, I would say in the end of my presentation, I will share some more details why we came to that conclusion with you. But first of all, I would like to present to you some remarks on the Q4 development, although you know that I do not like that quarterly reporting too much. Anyway, it's necessary because it is describing the market environments on the different fields of activity of K plus S. And what you have seen and heard from us more or less has materialized at the very end of the year once again. High soft commodity prices, potash producers producing quite close to their installed capacity, increased demand, and of course the likelihood of further price increases as the bottlenecking measures are on the way, but will not be presenting too much additional capacity during 2008. This agricultural business environment was not only valid for the potash and magnesium division, but also for Fertiva and particularly for Compo specialties. And therefore, one can say in one word that the environment for fertilizers in general was very nice, very good at the end of the year, and continues to be very good. Once again, the weather conditions in Europe were not that promising, so we had an entire very weak year in the icing salt sales for the K plus S group in Europe. In North America, North American East Coast, the volume demand was much better. Anyway, we had some situation and which was not, let's say, contributing too much money to the salt earnings in the end of the year. And of course, one of the most important issues that we had to tackle at the end of the year was the development of the US dollar, the weakness, and therefore it has shown its traces also in the end of the year, EBIT 1-wise and particularly EBIT 2-wise. And I mentioned already EBIT 1, the operating earnings compared to the year before, minus 20 million roughly, is something which is in connection with the hedging situation, the hedging system that we had in place in those days. Christian Herrmann has mentioned to me that the hedging rate in the Q4 was 2.61 US dollar per euro after cost. And of course, this is something which is significantly lower than we had in the year before, where we had 109 in Q4 06. So this is something which had an influence of about 40 million euro less compared to the year. However, at the end of the year entirely, we were able to show an EBIT 1, which was slightly higher than the year before. And you might remember that the year 2006 was some year where we had a record year for another time. So despite all that difficulties, we had another record here for the K plus S when it comes to EBIT 1 over the entire year. Yeah, I would say I should move on to that slide where we see that on the basis of our adjusted income, we have an earning per share over the entire year 2007, which is more or less quite close to that what we had in the year before. You might remember that we had a deferred tax effect at the end of 2006, which is excluded there. So in the comparison between the year 2007 and 2006, this is something which is more or less on the same level. And this is still remarkable, even more remarkable, when you take into account the weak de-icing salt sales that we had over the entire year in Europe. And if you take another fact into account that we had a hedging rate of 133 instead of 109 in the year 2006. So EBIT 1-wise, it was a very good year, to my understanding. G challenges last year, the demand, where we had to do what we could be, what we could do, what we were able to do in order to satisfy the demand for potash and also for nitrogen fertilizers in the BASF plants in Antwerp and in Ludwigshafen. We had already mentioned the warmest winter, and of course we also had to care for our production situation in the Werra region, where we needed also medium and short-term solutions for the disposal of our saline tailings pile and the production water. This is something which will, of course, be a topic for the year 2008 again. And mention again the U.S. dollar currency developments, where I would share some views with you utilizing that chart, which contains at the very bottom the most important news, which is no news anymore since we have communicated that in December, that we made a changeover in our U.S. dollar hedging system to a risk limitation system starting for 2008 onwards. And therefore, all what we need to discuss probably in connection with EBIT 1 and EBIT 2 developments in 2007 is past, although we will see that the effects of our old hedging system will also be shown and be seen in the first quarter and probably also in the next quarters of 2008. Anyway, I think it was at the right time, the right step at the right time to change that system, since the last bullet point makes it clear the investment or the money that we would have needed to continue within the old system was enormously high, and therefore we wanted to save that money for the firmer development of the K+S group and not invest that in the system anymore. Anyway, in 2007, the system was still productive and successful. We have made within the EBIT 1 from our hedging a result of 18 million plus. So the development which you have seen in our P&L and in our balance sheet more or less is limited to EBIT 2. And, of course, led us to a net result at the very end of the year. Okay. Revenues, I can quickly go through, have risen 13%. We have then been able to produce an EBIT 1 contribution of 286 million euro. More or less, we have met our last guidance of between $275 and $285 EBIT. And on the adjusted base, the group earnings already shown, more or less is in the neighborhood of that what we were able to produce the year before. When we look into that figures, I would like only to discuss the line effective tax rate, 29%, which is, of course, something in connection with the tax regime that we did not have to pay too much money, too much taxes in the fourth quarter over the entire year 2007 anymore, due to that, let's say, negative development of the options, which will be shown in our tax return and made the taxes, the company taxes and the Gewerbesteuer being paid back to us. So this was something which went down. Which went up is the capital expenditure figure, 172 million instead of 130 million. SPL has bought a new ship or used ship with a lifetime of about 10 to 12 years to have included continued our measures to expand the loading capacity in Chile. We have also entered into a new warehouse storage capacity in Hamburg, and so on and so forth. And this was something which more or less is symbolizing the year before. On the other hand, the free cash flow before acquisitions and divestments was lower. This is something in connection what we mentioned already. And the same applies to the net indebtedness with our business to continue in the old system of hedging. When you compare that, and I would only go through a couple of figures here, you see that year to year we have been able to increase our volume sales from roughly 8 million to 8.2 million, where of course we made use of some reserves that we had in our warehouses. And more important to see is the increase percentage-wise when you look into the price development per ton in Europe and in overseas. In 2007, you see over the entire year an increase of about 10% in Europe and 18% at the end of the year. You see the increase of the price throughout the year. And when you compare the same figures, 20% in the average in 2007 in overseas and 40% in overseas over the last quarter, fourth quarter, you see that the price increases have been able to be maintained and have increased at the end of the year, starting very low. And this is something what we can call a base case, base effect, that helps us to be so encouraged to tell you that our EBIT 1 could at least be doubled in 2008. More or less, prices is the main driver of our changes in revenue, 270 million stemming from prices, 70 million roughly volume, increase of volume in the potash business, increase of volume also in Fertiva business, exchange rate of course going down, and consolidation, the inclusion of SBL for the entire year, more or less 125 million euro. So we came up to 3344 million euro of revenues in 2007, a little bit higher than we have given out our guidance in November last year. Anyway, this is something where we base our business in 2008, and this will certainly be increased likewise. Fertilizer performance was strong, and the potash and magnesium made 178 million euro EBIT 1 contribution, to be compared with about 155 the year before, 12% rise. And even more important, there is only about 10 million contribution from our hedging policy. So without hedging, we made a result of 170, 167 roughly, which was more than the year 2005, including about 60 million hedging result contribution than the year before. So roughly one can say the EBIT contribution without hedging contributions in the year 2006 was about 100 million, and this year it's about 160 and 165 million. So you see the incline, the increase in our ability to produce strong EBITs also without any other hedging, but that worst case scenario situation hedging policy that we have now enacted for 2008. Compo was up, Fertiva was up. In particular, Fertiva made a good job. When you take into account that we have that pricing formula, that profit split formula with BASF, so you can easily come to the figure that Fertiva was able to earn last year, and it's about 80 million, and therefore it was a very successful year. This is a symbol for a very, very successful year also for our business in the nitrogen field, and the same applies more or less for the increase for Compo. Salt, no surprise anymore, even including SPL for the entire year, where we were quite happy about the EBIT contribution that we were making from SPL. However, this is something where we, and I will come to that later on, also work on that we get more independent from weather-related products, more independent than we are particularly in our SPL operations. Waste management and recycling services and trading more or less in the same region than the year before. Services and trading containing about 3 million extraordinary result from the sale of our analyst company BioData on if you exclude that, we were more or less running flat compared to the year before. And the reconciliation was 36 million, more or less also in the neighborhood of the year before. Some important cost items to be compared. Personal expenses only 3.6% higher. You see the explanation there. There were some collective agreement wage increases in Germany, and particularly the entire inclusion of SPL that you will also see with respect to materials, to freight. And therefore, the only 3.6% increase is a very good figure. Cost of materials and purchase services includes the Fertiva and also Compo input cost. And if ammonia rises, and on the basis of ammonia, rising ammonia prices, the Fertiva fertilizers are able to be increased as well, then you can easily understand that the cost figure must be higher and has been increased. Energy, surprisingly, not very much more compared to the year before, where we had a short dip down of the prices at the beginning of the year. We have generally 1.5 year of delay of deferred coming into force of higher prices. So the year 2007 was sponsored, so to say, a little bit from that. And also we could mitigate the development by some hedging instruments, which were only able to be applied for 2007 and not anymore for 2008. And freight cost, the entire inclusion of SPL is the main reason. And of course, we had to see also price increases there, which, by the way, we were able to shift to our customers in the de-icing salt business in the United States. Balance sheet coming down when it comes to the equity ratio. The development of the hedging system has found their traces there, 31% instead of 40% in the year before. But looking into the new year 2008, I would say, without any bigger changes, this will recover significantly. Yeah, the margins still in a very nice surrounding. They have decreased slightly, but favorable level, 8.5% the EBIT margin, also the return on equity 16%, and particularly ROCE with 15.5% on a very nice level. And what we still were able to do, we were able to contribute about 90 million of value added. So from this perspective, the year 2007 was not very bad. Capital expenditure, already including an outlook for 2008. What I like very much is to say that almost 40% of our CapEx, meanwhile, is dedicated to expansion CapEx. This has been significantly different in the years before. Of course, this is something in connection with SPL, the harbor, the ships, which will continue in 2008. But if we would we be able to maintain that 40-60% split, then we could show that this is something that will enable us to produce also from in-house growth measurements to bring down significant positive EBIT contributions from that. And this also includes some money for that famous pipeline between our Neuhof site and the Werra site to bring away the salty water from the tailings pile there. Dividend, despite all the developments in the option segment, we decided to maintain our level of 2 euro. This is mainly based on our positive development in the operating earnings, and I would say this is justified if we also look into the adjusted net income. Sorry, this is in the neighborhood or just right in the middle of our corridor between 40 and 50%. So I think from that, what we were able to deliver in 2007, it's a fair share. The development of our share price compared to DAX and MDAX, we have been at the end of the year the biggest MDAX company. I would assume that it is still the case as of today, and still we say and like to say that we feel very nice in the surrounding, very fine in the surrounding of the MDAX, despite all rumors that something could happen with respect to the DAX. With view to the next annual shareholder meeting in May, we will propose a 1-to-4 stock split utilizing reserves by 56 million euro to bring up our share capital to 165 million. The reason for that is explained there. And I think this is a right step at the right time to make our share available to a broader spectrum of investors. And hopefully this step will enable us to rise our share price only by that step a little more. So this is something where you are quite familiar with when you follow K plus S's development and the development in the fertilizer markets. I think the increase of global production of agricultural products is necessary and will be necessary if you look into the development of the global population, if you take into account the living standards, growing economy and the desire to have independency from oil and gas and coal and nuclear electricity production. And this takes its toll when it comes to the global demand, and you see that the stocks-to-use ratio is shrinking and sinking over time and will not be catched up with one or two exceptional harvests. And this has led also the prices for agricultural products like palm oil, wheat, corn, or soybeans to levels which at the end of, I would say, 2004, nobody would have predicted. Anyway, if you take into account all that what I've said with the driving factors of the markets in general, one can only expect that the further price development will be very stable, that further price increases for cereals and oilseed can be expected and will be likely, and therefore also the necessity to apply that system of balanced fertilization. Particularly looking into the potash world, many of you know that graph already. We have seen significant increases in demand in the last year. I think I have seen the figure of about 15% compared to the year before, which was pressed down a little bit by the tactical behavior of the Chinese. This year, 2008, we expect about 61%, 61.5 million tons of production and demand, more or less another time, a 4% growth rate. And what we have also done here is to include all announced capacity increases, expansions, debottlenecking measures, including the year 2012. And if you continue to believe in 4% or even 3% or even more in 5% growth rate over that years, you will see that potash will be scarce also at the end of our 5 years period that we utilize. And therefore, you see already in the first half of 2008 that further significant potash price increases have been announced and already achieved. And if you look furthermore into the future, you can see that there is a good basis, a good likelihood that these increases will continue. This is a picture that shows the development up to the end of February realized prices, and not including already announced prices where we have seen already $550, including freight for Brazil, and for some spots in Asia, $600. And as you know, that the market is transparent, that the level of prices tend to be very stable all over the world, then you can see that also the other regions in Northwest Europe, in the United States, and otherwhere will continue to maintain that that growth. But not only the potash and the fertilizer world has opportunities for growth. You will see here some pictures from our Chilean operation, the port of Patillos, which will double its capacity in the short, in the shortest future, in April or May. We want to be more independent, like mentioned, from weather-related products. we increase the capacity of SPL and also to a shorter and smaller piece in ESCO for the production of industrial salt, salt for chemical transformation, also for goods for the personal consumption. And we in Europe have a very pleasant development of the business for specialties, pharmaceutical salt, dishwasher salt, with high margins. On the other hand, of course, lower volumes if you compare that with the icing salt volumes that we normally are able to sell in the course of a year. Here, 2008, at one glance, the perspectives by business segments, and you see potash, magnesium, Compo-Fertiva likewise, where we are very, very optimistic. Salt will be, with the knowledge about the development of the first quarter 2007, more or less on the same level than the year before. The same applies to the complementary business segments. So this was the basis why we were so courageous that we told you today that we expect at least to be EBIT one-wise in the what that we will be able to double the EBIT one, at least to double the EBIT one contribution for 2008, and this is something which makes me very happy, since it will more than compensate for all that what happened in the year before, and that shows the extraordinary strength of potash and fertilizer companies, and we are quite happy to be amongst them. More or less, this is the final page. These were my short remarks to the development of 2007 and our expectations for the year 2008. And now I would be very happy, together with Christian Herrmann, to answer any question you might have, or maybe not every question, but most of them.